With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Zoran Mamdani has won the New York City mayoral race, capping a meteoric rise from a little-known state politician to one of the country's most visible Democratic figures. So who exactly is he? David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, joins us this morning. Good morning to you, David. Tell us, what do we know in brief about Zoran Mamdani?
Well, he's 34 years old. He's going to be the first Muslim mayor of New York City. He's also an immigrant born in Uganda, but now a US citizen. And he's a proud democratic socialist, so very much on the left wing of the Democratic Party, along with the likes of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, aligned with Senator Bernie Sanders. He really electrified young progressives in this election, and, you know, many see him as a breath of fresh air.
He obviously has had a very public spat with President Trump. President Trump has suggested now, because of his election, that he will limit funding to New York. How real of a threat do we think that is, David?
I think it's a genuine threat. You know, Trump has broken so many rules and norms that it'd almost be surprising if he didn't try something like that in this case. And it does tee up quite a fight, because obviously New York is America's, you know, biggest and most economically important city. And now you have a democratic socialist versus a very right-wing president who, of course, originally came from New York. And Mamdani talked about that in his victory speech.
He did. And obviously his policies, you mentioned, are on the further, I don't know if we'd call them far left in terms of how Europe might view that, but certainly in American political terms, on the far left of the spectrum. He wants housing control, rent control, rights for workers, unionized housing delivery, things that you would very rarely hear anyone say in the US. How did New York swing so far to the left? I mean,
with the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So much so that Trump was endorsing the Democratic, former Democratic, now independent candidate, not even his own Republican, in order to try and take Mamdani out.
Yeah, and that was Andrew Cuomo. And I think that's part of the story, that Cuomo was a very weak, scandal-plagued candidate. But what also happened was Mamdani was a fresh face, very charismatic. He had some good old-fashioned campaigning, knocking on doors, going and talking to people. He was an absolute star on social media, really had a feel for generating viral videos. But but equally importantly, are his policies to do with, you know, free buses and freezing the rents on subsidized apartments and city-run grocery stores. He, you know, in his speeches, in his interviews, he talks relentlessly about this affordability crisis, this cost of living nightmare that, many people have in America, but probably especially in New York. They really wanted someone to try and fix that. And, you know, Mamdani has a clear program to, try and do it.
There are some people who say that he won't be able to deliver on his program and that, some of his, I suppose, policies might not be achievable. Is there some truth in that?
Yeah, I mean, he is, you know, in his speech, he actually quoted his opponent's father, who once made the famous statement about, you know, you campaign in poetry and govern in prose. And, you know, the prose in this case is going to be the New York City establishment, some very wealthy people who don't want to be taxed, who want to block at least some of these ideas. That's going to be a real clash, and we'll have to see how that plays out. And, yeah, it's worth remembering many New York mayors have really struggled once in office, and quite quickly they tend to become very unpopular. It
People
really
like
is one of the
Bill,
toughest jobs in politics.
Yeah, Bill de Blasio. Lastly,
yeah.
Obviously the Democrats have taken the mayorship of, New York, also the governor of New York and also the governor of New Jersey, as sort of a sweep across the boards there. Is this significant, or was this sort of entirely expected?
They were certainly expected to win, but maybe by not such clear margins that they did. I think, you know, it went as well for Democrats as it could have done. It does give Donald Trump something of a bloody nose at a time when his approval rating is, you know, the lowest point of his second term. And yeah, I think it's the moment when Democrats have started to revive. They still have a long way to go. And, you know, these were very different candidates in different places and, you know, not very friendly Trump territory, but yeah, it's going to re-energize the party somewhat and sends a warning to Trump ahead of next year's midterm elections.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.